This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Franklin, Franklin Injury Attorney text line if you want to get involved in the conversation or on the Twitch or on the YouTube. It's time for Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because from the 903. I bet this will actually resonate with a whole lot of people. The Cowboys lose because they suck. The Cowboys win because they suck less. That's nice. From the 214, Cowboys win if they lose because we can eventually build the team around Arch Manning. Oh, interesting. From the 972, Cowboys lose because Jerry Jones is the owner and GM. Cowboys win because Jerry steps down as the GM before the game starts. I would bet that that's not going to happen. I think it's more likely that Corey runs at the window, jumps out, has a parachute in his backpack, and safely lands on the ground than Jerry Jones resigns as GM before the game.
Oh, wow. I think it's more likely that I jump out of the window without a backpack and land safely on the ground than it is Jerry resigns. Like,
That's a good point.
That's the most, like, he shouldn't have lived. Well, Jerry didn't resign.
That's a good point. I like that from the 214. Cowboys lose because Mike McCarthy doesn't watch film. From the 319. Where is that? Cowboys win because the Giants are butt. From the 469, Cowboys win because they can easily beat up on bad teams. And that right there, I have like a more insightful answer. But that right there is why I think the Cowboys are going to win. I'm not saying that the Cowboys are a good team whatsoever, but I think the Giants are a terrible team. And this is what the Cowboys specialize in. Beating up on terrible teams to briefly hide all the other issues that they have.
319 area code is Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Iowa City, and Burlington. So okay. They're at the Coat Factory.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
I could not forget if I wanted to.
ABBA.
And so now I won't. Very good.
ABBA Cadaver.
Very good. So my Cowboys win because, and I know Mickey said some of the pitfalls that come with this. Dak owns the Giants. He owns them. Dak Prescott has won 12 straight games over the Giants. Last year, the Cowboys beat the Giants 89-17 combined in their two wins. And in Dak's 12 straight wins against the Giants, the average margin of victory is 17 points. Dak Prescott owns this division, and he owns the Giants. That's my Cowboys win because.
Those are past things, though, Kevin.
That's true.
Every year, teams change.
You're going to hate this. My Cowboys lose because it's a present thing. Because Malik Nabers is, in fact, the man. Malik Nabers is second in the NFL with 23 catches and fifth in receiving yards. No player in the league, think about this. This is the scary part to me. No player in the league has more 20-plus yard catches than Malik Nabers. He has six. The Cowboys have struggled with proximity on their coverage assignments. So I think that combination could potentially be disastrous for them.
I wanted to do this yesterday, but there was a big room of people talking here during crosstalk.
That's true.
I went to my notes on my draft stuff as I was looking through draft for this year, and I got Malik Nabers, and these are my notes on him. I love this dude's vibe like I would Ja'Marr Chase or OBJ or Waddle. Like he just had that kind of vibe to him. And then Broadus yesterday brings up Odell. Just that kind of ability. Great balance and feel for cornerbacks that are around him. He's shifty. Versatility is crazy. And then once the ball is in his hand, he hits a different gear. And this morning I heard when Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton were doing their thing, I heard the guy from New York, maybe the Post, he was saying that he's more likely to, when he gets the ball, push you down.
Okay.
You know, then run around you or something like that. But he's got that kind of strength, but he's also got that kind of speed and dynamic ability. Kevin, it is one guy. He is a rookie. Nobody's really been able to lock him up yet, though. He's still got that ability. So I'm with you, man. That is a concern for the night. And it's not just tonight.
No.
There's a long future of having to cover that guy for a long time.
Look, you can look at Neighbors, you can look at Daniels, and you could see frightening rookies in your division. From the 4-6-9, Cowboys win because they play Hunter Lipke as the starting running back. Ooh, that would be fascinating. Cowboys lose because Devin Singletary makes us look like a JV team. And this is the point where I'll tell you this. The Dallas Cowboys gave up more rushing yards against the Ravens than five teams in the NFL have given up all season. That is astonishing to me and a potentially bad sign for this week and the week after, etc.
Cowboys win because they stopped the Giants on first down. They stopped Singletary on first down. The easiest way for a team to be successful, first and second down, they're able to get big chunks, and then they're able to convert on third down. Like, that's the way you want to do it if you're making drives down the field. And then once a team steps up, you make a big play over them whenever they don't expect it. The Cowboys have yet to prove that on first down, they can keep you from getting yards. They're not getting you in the backfield. They're not stopping you for no gain. That's what the Cowboys haven't done so far. So if they can do it against the Giants, they win this game. I am concerned, though, about the Singletary making them look like a JV team. So far, everybody's that decided we're committed to running the ball against the Cowboys has made them look that way. And that's part of the details that Jordan Lewis has been talking about. Jordan Lewis saying, look, it's the details from us knowing routes, from us knowing hand placements, from us knowing, you know, ways to exploit the offensive line whenever they're trying to do what they're doing to us. So stopping them on first down, whether it's stuffing them in the backfield or just getting no gains or maybe 1 yard gains at max.
Yeah.
Cowboys lose because Daniel Jones converts third downs consistently. And it's not that he does do that, but if the Cowboys can't get off the field, then guess what's going to happen on after third down's converted? On first down, Singletary is getting the ball, and he's going to push it down your throat. So those are my two ways. If the Cowboys can stop that, they win. But they got to also make sure that Daniel Jones doesn't convert and give the ball back to Devin Singletary on first downs.
From the 2-1-4, Cowboys win because they beat up on bad teams. Cowboys lose because the Giants run all over their defense. From the 5-1-2, Cowboys lose because Neighbors and Singletary come to play and expose our already exposed defense. I understand that concern, absolutely. From the 4-6-9, Cowboys lose because it's prime time. Now, let's talk about the fascinating aspect of that. First of all, this is the first road Thursday turnaround game, I guess, in Cowboys franchise history, which is fascinating. Like, they've done the turnaround before on the Thursday, but it's usually been a home game. But Daniel Jones has the worst primetime record in the history of starting quarterbacks.
Does this date back to that time that the turf grabbed him when there was nobody around him for like 62 yards?
Yes, it does. Now, Kirk Cousins, as we've talked about, has gotten a little bit of a winning streak going, and that has helped him move out of this classification. It goes, Ken Anderson was the fourth worst, then Jeff George, then Andy Dalton, and Daniel Jones says, no. Daniel Jones is 1-12 in primetime games. So, like, we used to talk about this with Kirk Cousins. Daniel Jones is terrible in primetime. His only win came in December of 2022. The team won 20-12. So if you're looking for something from that perspective, and again, I know that goes to the past as opposed to what's happening right now, Daniel Jones has been terrible in primetime.
Yeah, I mean, the teams have been bad around him. Maybe save for a couple of players. Barkley's a pretty good player. But there've been a bad team around him. Offensive line, very bad in front of him for a long time. But that could change right now. Like maybe they got the right talent and they got the right offensive line working there because they've looked like a cluster F for a long time.
From the 7-3-7, I think a lot of people would be happy about this. Cowboys win because CeeDee Lamb gets 8 catches for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns. Cowboys lose because Dak hasn't woken up yet. From the 8-1-7, Cowboys win because CD scores 2 touchdowns. Cowboys lose because Malik Neighbors is him. That is a very big concern. But you hear multiple CeeDee Lamb texts coming in about being the key for why the Cowboys win. It's been a disappointing start for the offense as a whole. So no doubt a disappointing start for the Dak and CD connection as well. Do you believe this is the game where that's gonna wake up?
Wasn't it New York where he had the drop pass down the sideline and was just like, that's on me? And it was a big time play that probably would have been like a 60-yard touchdown. And then in the second half, he comes out, has almost the exact same play, delivers, and then just went on a tear from there. So I think it was in New York, and it was, yeah, it was on the road against New York when that happened, and he said, that's on me. So I don't know if last week was the wake-up call. Have you seen the tweet Bobby sent out of him this week talking, and everybody kind of asked him about it a little bit, and he was like, he looked like he wanted to say something, and he looked like he wanted to say, and then he goes, it's going to happen again.
Okay.
Like, he looked like he wanted to say, look, man, this is, we're about to turn it on. Just get ready. I don't know exactly what it was, but I think, I think this is the one that kind of livens up CeeDee Lamb again.
From the 214, as we do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because Cowboys win because we figure out how to run the football. From the 682, Cowboys win because they stop the run, and Cowboys lose because for the second week in a row, they let a running back who they could have had run all over them. I don't know if people get more frustrated about that, but that is pretty frustrating. I mean, I would have been mad either way with the loss with the Ravens and Derrick Henry, but the fact that you can throw in like, hey, he kind of wanted to be here. He lives here in the offseason, so, you know, it doesn't help that the Cowboys are also eighth in the league in missed tackles. Although...
And Devin Singletary is third in breaking tackles right now?
Wouldn't you have guessed that number was higher for the Cowboys? They're tied for fifth most in the league, which is not good. But I honestly would have guessed that they were probably first, second, or third. You know what they are first, second, or third at? Committing penalties.
Oh, crap.
They are second in penalties committed and accepted this
season. So you're
saying
they're bad at stopping the run. They're bad at running the ball.
Yes.
And they're undisciplined.
Correct.
I'm not buying into that, Mike.
It's tough.
That's a bad setup.
So this is what Jess said during the last game when they were committing penalties. She goes, don't they always commit penalties? I feel like every time I watch this team, there's a lot of penalties. And if I know it's a problem, I definitely feel like they should know it's a problem. I feel like they know it's a problem. They're just like, hey, we'll get it better. We'll get it under wraps. And then you see the next game and you're like, oh, maybe not.
You need one of those crews that's like, we're letting them play tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're only letting the Cowboys play. We're not letting the Giants play. Like, that's the kind of crew you need in this to break out of that spell, Kevin.
Now,
hey, you know, we saw you false start, but it could have been anything. We don't know.
From the 214, this is a question we get all the time, and we're just the wrong people to ask. What's y'all's 100% serious vision for this team over the next 5 years? I've said this for the last 2 years. I have a completely different vision for the direction that this franchise should have gone than what the Cowboys chose. For the next 5 years, Dak Prescott is your quarterback, and you have to continue to try to work your way around how that hamstrings the salary cap to put together a team that you think could potentially make a playoff run. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. That's been the history of it. It feels like it's going to continue to be that way for sure. I don't feel like anything's changing there. You and I have been on the same page about that for a while now.